Jesus Christ.
Okay, Felicia, do you have something specific on your mind today?
Yeah, just lately I've just really felt like I've had no guidance. I'm going through a lot of changes right now, and I sort of don't know what to do with myself, you know?
Well, the first and foremost that's coming in here, are you thinking about going back to school? Because I have a lot of very pull to higher education or certification or something that to educate yourself, because I hate to say it, you know, I hope nobody from work is actually listening, but I don't know about your job. It's just not where you need to be.
I am going to school right now. I'm actually studying for a test. My mom called me. She's shaking in my shoes, right?
Yeah.
She called me and she said, "Oh, you need to call in. Kelly's on the air." And I said, "Oh, I forgot. I've been studying for the test."
You know, and don't worry about that, because I feel that everything, it's, you're definitely heading in the right direction. Things just, it just looks like, kind of like somebody's pulled the wool over your eyes for a little bit. But, you know, it's,
yeah,
you're going to find between June and July, things are going to make a big change, and you'll get back on the right track, but you are going to have that wandering, lost feeling for a little bit longer.
Okay.
Just take it one day at a time and try to keep your head above water so you don't drown in, like, the whole pool of, you know, things that's going on. But you'll start to find that life starts to get back to where it should be, because usually, normally for you, everything's very prepared, everything's very planned out.
That's right.
And you don't fly, you're not a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of a person.
No.
You know, right now, you have to look at it. This is a test. It's kind of like, there's some, you know, new things that's coming in your way, new direction that's coming your way, and this is kind of like, you know, the higher being saying, hey, wait a minute, we're going to throw her off balance and see how she responds and see how she deals with things. Does she make a mess of it? Does she pull her life back together? Or, you know, does she just handle it, you know, with both hands and go, hey, I'm on top of what's going on? Definitely plug along. I'm really going into the education here, but it almost feels that you're working really, really hard and getting nowhere with it, but that's not true.
Exactly how I feel.
You know, just kind of file that away and know that every step you take, it's still going in. Even if you're not applying it right at that moment, it's still being filed in your subconscious mind. You will use those skills later. They seem pretty pointless right about now. But you know what? You have to get out of your current work situation. I feel there's a lot of negativity that comes in there, and it really that's where you're two steps forward, or one step forward and two steps back.
That's how my job is. It's constant. It's one of those jobs where you never get finished.
Mm-hmm.
You're just always handling stuff every single day. There's no, like, finish this project type thing, so.
And I also, I'm not sure about coworkers here, but I have a catty female coworker that seems to be lingering in the background here, that just every time you do something, she's always throwing a monkey wrench in things.
Oh.
I do have one big thing coming up that I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if that has anything to do with it, this person. I am engaged and I'm getting married in October.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, now is this a female that's kind of in the background that's trying to stop this from happening?
No, I don't think she's trying to stop it from happening.
Well, let's just say that she plants interesting seeds of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
She's what?
She plants interesting seeds of thought. Either she's trying to get you to doubt the situation. It seems like she's always causing you to question the situation, question the relationship, question what's going on.
I don't know. I'm thinking about my mother-in-law or my soon-to-be mother-in-law.
I don't get this as being an older woman, though. And unless her energy comes across as being a younger person, It seems as if there's a female that's always throwing a monkey wrench in the situation. You might not even have come across her yet. But it seems like they're always getting you, causing you to doubt what's going on, doubt life in general.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be this person, and it might not be. If you haven't experienced it yet, I would say keep your eye out for it, because it is something that it seems that it's going to be coming up real soon.
Okay.
But the mother-in-law is going to be...
Oh, the mother-in-law is always there.
She's not maybe the one.
I love her to death, you know.
I honestly don't feel like my mom all this time. Yeah,
so
I don't feel a problem with the mother-in-law. That's not the energy that I'm getting. I'm getting somebody who's younger, and like I said, this is somebody who tends to be a little bit of a kind of catty. It's almost as if they want what you have, whether it be your personality, your life. However, there's an underlying jealousy there. So just keep it in mind.
Keep it in mind. Yeah, exactly. Think about it. It may be something you haven't thought of yet.
Right. And watch out for it.
Excellent. Gray Malkin. Right. Thanks for listening.
Gray Malkin. Okay.
Thanks for calling
in.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah,
of course.
I want to thank you so much, Kelly. I think if you posted my testimony on your site...
I haven't yet.
There, but you've just changed my life so much.
Thank you so much.
Call. And I appreciate it so much. It's something that's going to just stay with me for the rest of my life, and I appreciate talking to you so much.
Well, thank you. That's really nice to hear, because I'm glad that I could have been of service. But I always give thanks to, like I said, for my Creator God, because I ask Him every day to be used. And most people don't ask to be used. But I always say that, you know, I have 100 lifetimes, and I want, you know, I can't go anytime soon, because I just... really kind of started in this work, and I have a lot more to accomplish. I do, you know what, your friend was coming in, and I know this is her energy, even though it's been a year, I can feel that this is her energy. Do you have a new car or something about a car?
I'm sitting in my car.
Okay, because she, as soon as you called in, she connected, and she was showing me, like, this car, that the car was important. And this, I really want to say, that I feel that this is her way of just saying that she's right there with you.
Aww.
Okay?
Aww.
So she's going to be there along the journey.
Now I remember the call from last year. I had no clue. I'm like, friend, I don't get it. Oh, I remember now.
What did she say about the journey?
She's gonna be right there with you in the car, riding with you. You know, she's gonna be there for the journey. And I can also, I mean, you could use it however you want, but it seems like she's also applying it. She makes me feel that she's showing different things, like the wedding is coming up, because you would want her to be there as a part of it. She's gonna be with you throughout the journey.
Well, guess what? I just wrote on the back. I have an art car.
Uh huh.
Stuff painted on it, like lyrics and stuff like that.
You have an art car.
I just painted. Yes, an art car. It's a painted car.
Neat.
Wow. I like that.
I'll have to send a picture in one
time. Oh, please do.
But get this. You're making me shake, because one of the new lyrics I just wrote on the back of my car is, life's a journey, not a destination.
There you go.
Wow.
That's what she was talking about. She's talking about the car, because she showed me, as soon as you said, hey, this is Felicia, and she immediately went in and showed me. I felt her female energy, and it's like the car. She's showing me the car. So that's what she's talking about, is the car. She sees the journey. It all ties in.
It's going to be there.
I see it.
That's amazing.
She knows exactly what you're talking
about.
That's
some pop talk right there, man. Life's a journey, never a destination. That's what we sounded like, too. We're like, whoa, man, whoa. But it's true.
We're looking at it from, like, 7 different angles. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Felicia.
She rocks.
Thanks, Felicia.
So much.
She rocks.
Right. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening, Felicia.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Man, Kelly.
Wow.
That was cool. Wasn't
Kelly,
it?
They like you.
They like you.
Let's do a quick break.
Yeah, let's take a break. Kelly's awesome. Smoking over here.
Right? She's like,
I'm starting to sweat.
She's like,
I'm freezing, but I'm sweating.
Yeah, well, I'm the air hog, so it's like, I always want the window open. I mean, I have the window open, like, in the middle of the winter, too. Like, come on.
Right.
So this is no different. Let's take a quick break. I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Will's taking over.
But we will be back with more from Kelly of EnchantedSoul.com.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name's Sean Burke, Indiana Ghost Tracker, www.indianaghost.org, and you're listening.
Listen to W Paranormal Talk Radio Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Pioneer Radio Network. For show information, visit WParanormal.com.
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly go the day. Sunrise, sunset, you wake up and you undress, it always is the same. The sunrise and the sunset, you're lying while you confess, keep trying to explain. The sunrise and the sunset, you realize and you forget what you've been trying to retain. There's a change of heart or address. Is there nothing that remains? For a sunrise or a sunset, you're manic or you're depressed. Will you ever feel okay? For a sunrise or a sunset, your lover is an actress. Did you really think she'd stay? For a sunrise or a sunset, you're either coming or you just left, but you're always on the way towards a sunrise or a sunset, a scribble or a sonnet, they are really just the same. To the sunrise or the sunset, the master and his servant have exactly the same fate. It's a sunrise and a sunset, from a cradle to a casket, there's no way to escape. The sunrise or the keep putting on the play. But everything you do is leading to the point where you just won't know what to do. Now the moment you will laugh, but there's someone that will be laughing louder than you. So it's true, the trick is complete. Become everything you said never was. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset, go home to your apartment, put the cassette in the tape deck, and let that fever play. Sunrise, sunset, where are you, area man? Where are you, area man?
Hi, I'm Carrie at www.missourighost.net. You are listening to Ghostly Talk.
God, what's up?
Yeah, I remember her saying, I'm already dead. 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 I'm already dead.
Look, may I let you reach the stand up and hold your hands with some stupid symbol?
I'm already dead.
You're gonna get up and scream. Get up and burn an X in your head.
And this is Ghostly Talk. Hi, everyone. Yes, we're only on for another, 40 minutes or something like that. It's like,
yeah,
it's going by like that. I know, it's amazing. I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And, of course, we have a special guest, Kelly McLeod of EnchantedSoul.com. And even Bonnie's listening in the headphones now. So you can hear the callers now.
Yay.
Because that's the one thing we'd forgotten.
Is that entirely necessary?
We can share.
Aww, can we kiss while we do it?
What we have now is... We've got all this modern equipment, and so now the callers here, they just, like, come in our headphones. Speaking of which, we have a caller. Hi, caller. Oh, well, welcome to Ghostly Talk, and did you want to talk with Kelly of Enchanted Soul? Let's go and go ahead. She's listening.
No, how about your name, though? Hi, Jackie. How are ya? Good. Jackie, do you have something specific on your mind tonight? Okay, let me tune in here. First and foremost, are you making some changes within your household? Are you moving, selling your house, or have recently moved? Okay, because I'm seeing the house that's coming in here, and I'm seeing that there's also a lot of controversy or a lot of conflict that actually has come along with that. Has this been like a long, drawn-out process, or is this something that it's caused a lot of conflict? Okay. I understand that. Okay. So I've got that going on here. And are you also changing your workplace?
Well, I'm trying to see, because what happens where I am right now, it's 1 month it seems like it's on, and next month there's always another hurdle, and I'm just trying to figure out, see if you see anything in terms of clarity on that.
Okay, well, what I'm really sensing here is they're either downsizing or that they're doing a lot of changing within the structure of your job.
Yeah, they're doing that.
Okay, so I feel that right now, number one, they don't even know what's going on, but I feel that they're really looking at who are the right people to multitask. Because I feel that they're, again, trying to get rid of some people, and they're trying to see who is going to be the best people to be able to handle multiple jobs. It's kind of like getting more for your money is the way they're looking at it.
Oh, yeah. Well, they get a lot for their money now.
Okay. And I would say that there's a lot of problems with that, because when I feel that energy out, I just feel that it's like when I step into your energy, this is causing a lot of inner conflict, a lot of turmoil within you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I also feel that if you're not able to handle this soon, I also feel that there's some health issues that's going to start coming in here with that.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so I would be very careful with that. I want to say within the next 6 months that there's going to be some big changes, and I do feel that your job will be part of those changes. So I almost would say be prepared to move on to something else. within the next 6 months.
Does it look like moving out of state?
I don't feel that you're going to be moving out of state at all. Just start doing some looking. Unless, of course, you want to move out of state. But is it going to force you to move out of state? No.
Yeah, it's just that I have a part-time position out of state, but it doesn't ever seem like it's going to work into a full-time thing. It's always just once a month or a year, something like that. I was just wondering if it was going to develop into anything fuller.
I don't feel that this is where your main position is going to be at, no.
I see. And also, I was just wondering about my son and if he was going to do fine in terms of graduating.
Let me tune into his energy here. You know, when I go into your son's personality, I'm not saying that he's not a good kid. Would you say that he has a very, maybe a radical personality?
Yeah, it can be that way, yeah.
Okay, because when I tune into his energy, it just seems like things are either on a roller coaster. Some days it's up and some days it's down, but it seems like you never know what you're looking at each and every day that you're kind of around him. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Your son will do okay if he will start taking responsibility for his actions. And I don't mean that in a harsh or a bad way, but it seems as if he doesn't take as much of a responsibility as he needs to. He has to realize that he's the one who controls himself, his life, and his destiny. It doesn't just fall into place for him. So, of course, he's going to get much further if he would apply himself. And that's something that I feel that he's just going to have to learn that lesson. He seems to be one of those types of people that kind of takes the hard way. No matter what he does, he fights for everything that he does. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it does. And I just had one other thing. I'm supposed to graduate this semester, and I just wanted to see if there was any difficulties or any hurdles in between finishing up and graduation.
You know, I have to be honest about that, and it seems like this. If you are going to graduate, it's going to be a really tight squeeze.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I feel that this is actually not going to happen. I feel that the graduation is not going to take place right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like there's something that's really slowing you down or something that's actually, you know, and I hate to say that, but if I'm obligated to tell you what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling, I honestly don't see you graduating this time around or this particular moment. Because it seems like you're really, really struggling, or there's something that if you do it, it's gonna be, you know, it's like that term by the skin of your teeth kind of thing. You're really pulling it off real, real hard there.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I want to ask you, would it be so bad if you don't graduate at this particular moment? If I said, Jackie, you don't have to, you can do it the next semester or whatever, would it let you have the freedom to ease up on yourself a little bit?
No, because I wouldn't have a job.
I hate to tell you, but I'm not sure if you're going to have a job anyways, honey.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Inevitably, it seems as if your graduation is not tied in with your job, even though you may think it is. At the same time, there's an awful lot of stress on you. And what I worry about is if you're putting yourself through the wringer in order to graduate in time, are you really getting out of it what you need to in order to complete it?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to look at it that if by chance it doesn't happen, and I'm not saying it's not going to, because only you know, and only, I mean, there's a higher force that controls it, and you control it as well. If by chance it doesn't happen, look at it from a different perspective and know that there's a reason behind it. There's always a reason behind it. And whoever's your higher being has a reason why things happen the way they do. And so just take it with a grain of salt and say, okay, there's a reason for it. Because I feel an awful lot of stress and I feel a lot of health issues that could come up because of this situation, okay?
Okay.
Wow. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
I do hope that, take it easy. Just
I'm trying.
Be yourself. Take it easy. Don't take everything personally, you know. And I'm not psychic. I'm just saying, you know, that's how I get by in the world. I can't take everything personally and just take everything very easygoing and try and
listen to you guys.
Try and do that. Yeah, well, we do try and have fun. And we do try and learn a lot. And I'm learning a lot, especially tonight, because Kelly's really, you know, pulling. I don't know how it happens. I'd love to get in and figure it out and know how that works. But she's doing all kinds of great stuff tonight. Thank you so much, Jackie.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. That was something, and I felt, and that's got to be difficult, I would think, because sometimes you know what you'd want to say. You want to say, oh, everything's roses, but sometimes it isn't, and, you know, and I am a believer, just like you said.
Everything
happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's the thing, I feel bad about saying that, but I can't go against what I actually feel. And through it all, I don't edit. So if I get that feeling, I'm obligated to do that.
Let's see who's the next caller. Welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Doug, this is Scott K.
Scott K, how are you doing?
How you doing?
We were just talking about you, actually.
I have to do it. Hey, Scott.
Hi.
That's Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie. How are you? Hey, thanks. By the way, did you get my thank you for the party?
Where?
Oh, I've had it posted on the website. I guess you didn't see it. Anyway, Bonnie throws a great party.
Yes, that was in the... Was that in the forums, I think? That was in the forums.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had read that before I went into seclusion. So, yes, I did. And I haven't even been on my own website in, like, over a week and a half or 2 weeks, so I've been really neglected in that. But so what's up? What's up down there?
Oh, not much. I mean, we, you know, same old kind of work thing.
What do you think?
I was just calling it. Say what? Go ahead.
I was gonna say, what do you think about the phone interface stuff? How's it going?
Sounds great.
Good.
Sounds great.
Good. Yeah, because we're getting used to it, I think.
Yeah. Sounds smooth. I had a question to ask too.
Well, here we go. This is the time to ask it. Because
okay.
We've got Kelly McLeod of EnchantedSoul.com right here, and she's
okay.
Listening to every word.
Hi, Scott,
okay.
How are you?
Hi, Kelly, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
My father-in-law recently passed away, and and Steph being, she's the only daughter of the entire family. There's no one left in her family. What should she do now? Has her father tried to communicate with her? And if so, what?
You know, the first and foremost, I mean, don't ask me. Maybe I guess I'm because I'm psychic or something, but no. I sense a lot of paranormal activity going on around your house. And I don't know if it's like the lights that are flickering or the cupboard doors that are either banging or fluttering open and closed. Have you been having something weird like that going on?
Oh, I hear every once in a while I hear some interesting sounds and things, or I'll see something sort of out of the corner of my eye.
Because he makes me feel that he's been connecting and communicating more through like the cupboard doors, the sound, first and foremost, more than anything.
Hmm.
Okay, and it's not even that it's a big thing. He also makes me feel that he is he likes the kitchen. It seems like he keeps drawing me to the kitchen cupboards.
Well, he was a very big chef. He liked to cook a lot, big time cooker. Liked to cook for the family.
Okay, because that's why he would give me the scenario in the kitchen. Let me you know, when the gentleman that I've got coming in here, he's a bigger man, and I say bigger because he's not like just heavy, but he seems to either be, he reminds me of one of those, like a giant Super Mario guy, okay, with gray hair, the mustache, the whole kind of thing, and it's almost like it's the robust Italian guy. He just has the personality of just, he's not belligerent, But at the same time, he's just has a very vivid, a very bold personality. Does that sound like him?
That does not sound like him exactly. But I also have this theory. The house before there was an elderly couple, and I believe one of the older person of the couple died in the house. They actually turned part of the house into like a little hospital bed area for him. And I've often wondered if he's not still kind of hanging around.
Let me go into the personality of your father-in-law real quick here.
Okay.
When I ask him about, you know, try to see what his illness and ailments are, it's almost as if he does not want to talk about it. He doesn't. The only time that I get this feeling is if the spirit does not want to go into that. Either they don't want to burden people, or they just prefer not to see themselves as being sick. Does that make sense with him?
He was killed in a wreck.
Okay, because he's not showing me like an old age illness or like anything like, you know, that would be a reason for his body to fail him.
Right, it was virtually instant from what I was told.
He still gives me this, almost like, I want to say it's almost like seeing a puffed up, a thick gentleman, just a very friendly, very outgoing. He gives me a June connection, birthday, anniversary, passing, or something significant. He makes me feel that it's almost between, like, your anniversary, or that there's... Go ahead.
Actually, both of our birthdays are in June.
Okay, because he's giving me the June, and I knew that it had to do with both of you, because I'm seeing you both standing side by side kind of thing. That's why I thought it was anniversary. He gives me the June connection. He also talks about the two. Do you have two children?
No children.
Okay, he talks about the two small babies, or two, it's like there's two children. Who would the two be?
That would be, that's hard to say, two children.
Because he's showing me small children.
We have some cousins that have a few children. They have three children, though, but... I don't know what the connection on two would be.
Is there two and one is on the way, or one is a newer birth?
One is a newer birth, yes.
Okay, so there was two, and then there's the third is a newer birth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he's showing me that there's the two that, to me, what I'm seeing is looks like small, like toddler, but then one is a very newer, a much younger, a newer. So he's showing me the smaller children. And that's
okay.
Just his way of acknowledging them. He's also given me a September connection. Do you have the September connection? And does he have the September connection?
He might, but it's nothing I'm not sure what it would be.
Okay. Just hold on to that, because it could be birthday, anniversary, passing, or a significant event. But he makes me feel that it's more tied to him, or it's right around the September there.
Okay.
He's also showing me, was this a broadsided type of an accident where there was a red light and somebody was not paying attention, or somebody was not doing what they were supposed to be doing?
Well, yes. The other driver actually fell asleep and came across the road and hit him.
Okay, because he shows me that it seems to be expansive. I'm not seeing a lot of traffic around, but it's almost as if there's a red light. And somebody, this wasn't like, I don't want to say chance accident, but it's like somebody was not doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Right.
When I ask him about, number one, and again, he's going to go, I think the reason why he's coming across, the feeling that he gives me, I'm seeing this robust person, because most of the time when I, just like Scott L. said, when I recognize somebody who is a chef, I'm seeing somebody who is a robust, kind of a vibrant, a bigger kind of a gentleman. So I guess I'm picking up his personality because of how he was or how he ties into, you know, his, what he did for a living. Okay. Again, he brings me back into the kitchen. He gives me the sounds with the cupboard door slamming. When I ask him what message he wants to, that he wants to bring today, it's almost like he's like showing, I'm sorry, your wife is Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay. It's almost like he's showing Stephanie like a very clear path. It's almost like there's very clear decisions in front of her. And that if she would just step back from the situation, she'd be able to understand them a lot better. Does any of that make sense to you?
Yes, we have several business decisions and things that we need to make.
Okay, because yeah. It's almost like it's very clear. It's a very straight and very narrow path. It's a very, you know, long, narrow road there. It's very straight. And it's not full of debris or anything, but in order to actually see where you're going, you have to kind of step off to the side and view it from a different perspective. And he says the decision's really, it's all right there in front of her. So whatever kind of decisions you guys are making, even if whether she's making it herself or making it together with you, just take a few moments and step back. And look at it from a different perspective, a different angle. And then it'll all be very clear to you.
Thank you. Okay, cool. Okay.
Sounds like advice. Advice from the other side.
Advice from the other side.
Not bad. Not bad.
Hey, that's our new radio show.
No. Ooh, I like that. You know what? If you could get that now, Scott K., if you could get that advice on EVP... send it in.
Okay.
That would be cool.
Because we know you got the recorder for it. Then
yeah, maybe I should.
Scott K. is the one who got, you know, he got the I Want to Go.
Right,
and the,
right.
And the Me Too with the coins, the quarters.
Right.
So that was his recorder. So we know you've got the recorder for it. So.
Yeah,
thank
that'd
you.
Be cool.
You know, I've always said, this is, I don't know if this is psychic or not, and I don't know why this is, but. I've always gotten the feeling after those EVP recordings that was like, that was saying, here's some answers for you about the other side, but don't, it's like, you may not expect this to happen again. This is just something to let you know that they're there, and I don't know why I always get that feeling. But that's
true, though, because if, you know, as much as everybody on the show or everybody in life believes in the paranormal, there's nothing like getting it totally stuck in your face. I mean, there's nothing like the proof in the pudding, you know? You can believe, but when it becomes an actual piece of evidence that you can go back and especially when it applies to you, then you're like, oh, okay. You know, then it solidifies what you do believe in. So it just makes it a little bit easier.
And I think those were remarkable EVPs that he got, and they just I was there, and so was Bonnie, and so as well. So just amazing stuff. So I'll tell you what, Scott K., thank you so very much.
Thank you. See you guys next time.
All right. Have a good one, and say hi to Mrs. K.
I will.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Scott K., he wrote the Ghostly Talk theme song thing at the beginning.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah. So awesome. What? Everybody loves you.
Tell him to call back.
Everybody loves you, Kelly. Let's bring in another caller. Welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Hi, Doug.
Well, hi there.
How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Who is this?
It's Misty.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome. Man, this is, so it's Indiana night now.
It is Indiana night.
We had Florida. We had St. Louis, right? And now we've got Indiana twice in a row. So, well, welcome.
Thanks.
What have you been up to? Are you going ghost hunting? The season is upon us.
Yeah. I know. We're supposed to go this weekend. So.
Awesome. Do you have questions for Kelly? Because we've got Kelly McLeod of EnchantedSoul.com in studio.
Yes, I'd love to talk to Kelly.
Well, there you go. She's listening to every word. So.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Misty. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
But I'm just kind of interested in what you see going on in my life right now.
A lot of changes. In a lot of different areas, it seems that there's. When I tune into your energy, it's almost as if I'm looking at like I'm a very tiny person with a vast sea in front of me. I see a lot of things changing in your first and foremost the relationship perspective. It seems like that's something that's coming in here. That there's changes in relationship. I don't feel that it's a bad change. But there are some changes that come in there.
Uh-huh.
If anything, when I tune into your energy, it seems as if you're in this period of time where it's the evaluation. Who am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? And how in the heck am I going to get there? Does that make sense?
Right. It makes perfect sense.
Okay, because I see that it's almost as if you're ready to overhaul your entire life.
Yeah.
Okay, career-wise, relationship, and like I said, when people... Don't get that wrong, you know, about the relationship. We can all work on our relationship. We can always fine-tune things or make things better, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's not that I'm seeing that you're, you know, changing relationships, breaking up with a relationship, anything like that. It's more like just doing a huge evaluation of your life, and you're ready to actually get out there and get something more. It's almost like being stagnant for too long, and you're ready to step up to the plate and say, okay, you know what, this is going to be my year, and I'm ready to take everything that the world has to offer.
That sounds just like me.
You know, and I feel that I'm not sure if you work for a living now, but I feel that there are some more opportunities coming your way. Have you been thinking about starting your own company or your own job or your own business?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay, because it seems like there's some things that's coming in here or that they're going to present themselves, and I want to say it's going to be early or late spring, early summer, and there's going to be an avenue that presents itself to you that is going to give you the opportunity either by your own idea or a company that presents itself that you will be able to go into business for yourself.
Would be interesting.
And it's much more satisfying. Something totally different than what you normally do. You're an orderly kind of a person that follows a schedule and no nonsense. You get up, you get ready, you go to work, and you come home. And there's security in that. Mm-hmm. But you're just ready for new adventures. You're ready for, you know, kind of like kicking your life into overdrive. And I feel that you're also on, are you also on like a huge spiritual journey? Because I'm seeing, it's almost like if I look into your energy field, are you familiar with chakras?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am.
I'm looking at the crown chakra, and it seems like somebody's just like totally sliced off the top of your head, and the crown chakra is just like, I mean, it's booming. So it's almost as if you are either on a huge spiritual journey or that you're taking in a lot of information and exploring new options and new possibilities, thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's, you know, and I have to honestly say, there will not be not one bad decision that you'll make this year. It's all, as long as you look at it, is that it's always a learning experience, regardless of what happens. And I feel that your energy, you're a positive person. Even if something does come your way and it doesn't work out the way you would like it to, you don't fret about it. You go, okay, now what do we do, and how do we just get past this?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, you're a simple person by far.
Good.
Because, well, you just have that train of thought that whatever comes my way, it's meant to happen, and it's all good.
Cool.
Life is a total lesson. It's always an experience.
Always.
Misty also lives in a haunted house. I'm telling you, we were sitting around her her table, and we were just chatting, and the light goes off mid-sentence. So Sean got up and started like, or no, Misty first got up and went over and turned the light back on, right? She's like, oh, that happens sometimes. And so then we're chatting again. It goes off again. So now Sean got up, and he was, like, trying to make it happen and could not make it happen. You know, with, you know, physically couldn't make
right.
it. You know, you could turn the light off, obviously, but not by, like, you know, walking near the... Yeah, it just, yeah. it. There was nothing that caused it, you know.
Spirit communication.
So someone was listening to us, yeah. That was something. So, Misty, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for letting me call in.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right, bye-bye, Misty.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Missy of Indiana Ghost Trackers. Oh, yeah, and also Texas, because we got to talk with 8-Bit.
Yes.
So yeah, lots of places represented tonight.
Cool.
Now, of course, I forgot what I was going to say. I did. I was going to say something, remember? And then the phone rang, so I don't remember.
Well, for any people that live in the area, or if they're going to be in the, you know, Detroit metro area, or if you're in Ohio... I'll be mm-hmm. in Cincinnati, Ohio in 2 weeks at the Victory of Light Festival,
mm-hmm.
Which is April 16th and 17th. So I'll be doing a gallery session there and readings both days. So if you happen to be in Ohio, or if you're willing to travel, for God's sakes, mm-hmm. then, you know...
Cincinnati's not bad. It's a four-hour, four-and-a-half?
Something like that. Oh, and I'm reminded to say that the gallery session is free. So
the one at Victory of Light?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm doing a stage presentation there. Readings you do have to pay for.
Yeah.
I've heard there's over 50 lectures. There's demonstrations. There's some really awesome things that's going on. One of the things that's real cool that I'm going to block out my time frame for so I don't that I'm not working is somebody that's doing face reading. She teaches you how to read faces.
Wow.
Which is, that's something that's really cool. Body, Mind, Spirit Festival, April 30th.
That's the big one in our area.
It's in our, that's yes, in our area.
That's the big one here in, it's in Macomb County, it's in Macomb Community College, right?
Yes.
That's the big one. That's
huge.
Huge around here. Here in Southeast Michigan, Body, Mind, Spirit is it.
Yeah, and I'll actually be doing a gallery session on the main stage from 4 until 5 o'clock that day. As well as readings. And during that day, we are also debuting, we have our own Bath and Body line, which is private label now, and this is made specifically for Enchanted Soul, and we'll be debuting it at the Body, Mind, Spirit Festival, so we're excited about that.
You have been a busy girl.
Yeah.
Commercials, your own line of Bath and Body. Now, when you do products mm-hmm. like that, I know that you're very, very particular about the things that you carry at Enchanted Soul.
Yeah.
Because I've seen you pick things out. So I know this.
Yeah.
I've seen this with my own eyes. How did you choose these? Because I assume, and I'm not psychic, but I assume the answer is going to be something about this one is good for the... Or this one is yep. good for the chakra, this one is good for you know, because you always pick things that help yep. people.
Right. And
also are pleasant.
And it's been, I have somebody who's a wonderful local soap maker. She mm-hmm. uses the most exotic Dead Sea salt clays, Moroccan clays, so the shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I carry her line in the store now, but I wanted something that was more tuned into the metaphysical. So I came up with 10 different types, and they are specifically for aura chakras, just to really help balance people out.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some really cool, I don't want to give away too much information, so come to the festival and see, or come to the store after April 30th so you can see it. But we'll be carrying a line of soaps,
mm-hmm.
bath salts, body sprays.
Mm-hmm.
And the regular oils that you can put in to wear on your body, or you can put it in a diffuser.
When are they coming out again?
It'll be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Festival,
so
April 30th.
End of this yep. month. And then, are they ever going to be on your website for sale?
We just talked about today putting a shopping cart on the website.
Oh,
well,
awesome.
We've got that. We actually, I have a media person. I have a very good friend from Detroit News. And she just wrote up like 10 different media press releases for me. So we're targeting for new business on the block, new kid on the block, which will be saying, hey, not only are we a new business, but we have our own private label. Come and see what we have to offer. So that's going out to two newspapers within the next couple of weeks. We have one that's going out to Channel 4 because we just found out that the show Medium got renewed.
Excellent.
And I just found out that
cool
September 2005, there's a new show coming up that James Von Prague is co-producing called The Ghost Whisperer, which is another paranormal show.
Awesome.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is the main character. So we're targeting Channel 4 for that. We have some different press releases going out. And so we're getting ready to flood the media with that. It's exciting. New products, new look, new everything.
We're not going to be able to park it in Shannon's Hole anymore.
And everyone needs to go to her website and sign up for her newsletter.
Oh, that's right, the newsletter. And I got mine just the other day.
Yeah. And, well, we worked on today. We updated the whole website today with Wayne's grumbling and cussing up a storm.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It's ugly when it happens. But we have a new forum discussion board. If you go to the events page, now it's an actual calendar. So now we have
like
a calendar,
that.
And at the bottom there's a discussion board. Of course, it just went up today, so don't expect there to be any chatter in there.
There's nothing in there yet.
We're looking at doing some recording that will be as a group session. Okay, not group sex, group session.
that's a different kind of website. Disenchanted body or something.
There you go. Yeah.
Tantric
body, but we're looking at doing something that will be a live stream for internet as an informative, as well as doing some webinars that people will be able to download and that will be up, you know, you'll be able to pay for training online, so it'll be a pre-recorded. We're looking at doing our own sporadic. I can't commit to a weekly thing, but we're looking at doing internet radio.
Awesome.
So kind of like advice from the other side.
I really like that.
I have a brand new computer system sitting in my living room for 3 weeks because I need to get stuff off my old one and get income taxes done. But we're also working on our own line of guided meditation CDs.
That's a fantastic
thing.
Which
will be, they're very, without giving away too much detail, but you'll be able to communicate and connect with angels, spirit guides, your totem animals. And it's a wonderful, wonderful process. We've got a lot it's out there. It's just getting the time to get it all together.
Well, that is absolutely amazing, Kelly. I'm like in total awe of all the stuff that you do.
I'm reminded that we are going to have two kids' books that is also in the process that Wayne is doing. I'm working on my first book about client testimonies. And also, Wayne is starting to open up his metaphysical, spiritual side, and eventually he will be doing spiritual artwork, drawing your angels, spirit guides, totem animals.
Wow.
And we're looking at a new building. So everybody send lots of love and light because we've got a building that's a lease with option to buy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Is there parking?
Yes.
Good.
We have our own parking.
Are you sure that's it?
Yeah, well...
cancer or found the cure for AIDS?
Yeah.
Well,
did you build
not really.
The next space shuttle? Yeah. I designed that last night.
With the new building, if... Again, I go into the God base. It's up for lease right now, and this is where we have to get the commercial out to get more clients so we can get the new building. We've got to have enough money to support the new building. Double the size, double the rent, and then some.
Mm-hmm.
But it's twice the size wide as well as deep,
excellent.
And we'll have a full massage therapy room.
Oh, I know a massage therapist.
I know a massage therapist.
I know
if
one.
If I could just get her to apply herself. we're working on it here. But it's in the front. We will eventually open up the Enchanted Cafe. which in the fall we go with our own private label, custom blended teas that are created just for Enchanted Soul. We've already working on the contract with that. So
that's amazing.
Kelly has her very own Walmart.
Yes.
Good God, lady.
Enchanted.
Is there anything you're not doing?
No.
That is amazing.
It's interesting because I'll tell you, the book that I just started reading, and, you know, I have a lot of people that tell me, hello, do the reality check. They tell me I don't live in this world, but there's a book that I just came across, and it's The Power of Intention by Wayne Dyer, and I am going to give him a huge plug.
Mm-hmm.
You can change your life by changing your thoughts. And it'll tell you in the beginning of the book, read the last chapter first. It's a portrait of somebody, a person that lives in the field of intention. When I read that chapter, I went, oh, okay, I guess I am normal. I would say 90% of it was talking about me and how I direct my clients. I tell them, see the end result. It's called what he calls living in the end. If you see it and visualize it, you can create it. That's what I say about the new store.
Well, you are positively glowing, and you're talking about your accomplishments and your forthcoming ventures and everything. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Kelly. We have to make way for W Paranormal, which is coming up next on Pioneer Radio Network, pioneer.rollo.net. Our own website is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com. We're done live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't care if it's Eastern Daylight or Eastern Standard. If it's 7 and it's Eastern, we're on, and if it's a Sunday. And, of course, thank you so much, enchantedsoul.com.
Thank you.
Kelly McLeod, that was absolutely fantastic. And you've got to do this more. If it's your own show, too, that would totally rock.
Not on a weekly basis.
But not, yeah, right.
Can't
not
commit,
like
sorry.
Every Sunday. Thank you so much. We're going to make way now for, of course, our friends at W Paranormal. Visit their site as well, wparanormal.com. Until next Sunday, I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And Kelly, of course, is over there.
Yeah, I'm Kelly.
What, is there someone else?
And I'm Bonnie, for God's sake. And congratulations, everyone. I'm having better success at getting Doug to answer the phone than other people.
Yeah, this is the most I've answered the phone in 2 weeks. So thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.